This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, we continue in our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. In these lessons, we'll learn how to live a life that is deeply rooted in Christ and His Word, so that we can become all God has created us to be. Now, if you enjoy Rick's free daily email devotionals, you're going to love his brand new 365-day devotional hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. This is the first time Rick's devotionals have ever been offered in print, and you can get this book through Daily Hope. Take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Radical Joy.
The first reason for joy is no condemnation. No condemnation at all. God has completely forgiven me. Second reason, I can always be joyful, no matter what's going on in my life, is because if I'm in Christ, God has given me eternal life. God has given me eternal life. That's at the other end. That's about in the future. And what that means is that death is not the end, that this is not all there is. One day you're going to die and your heart will stop, but that's not going to be the end of you. Now, let's just admit it. If this life was all there is, all there was, that would be a reason to not be joyful. Because there's a lot of things in life that are pretty sad. If you had traveled with me around the world and seen the people that I've seen around the world in total despair, life is sad. In fact, if this life is all there is, then there's not a whole lot of reason for joy. Because if you haven't figured it out, life's unfair. Life is unfair. God never said it would be fair. Because of sin, we live on a broken planet. This is not heaven where things are done all God's way. Here on earth, they're done our way, and life is not fair. It's not fair when people are born with handicaps. It's not fair when women and little girls are raped. It's not fair when people are murdered and all of the things that happen in society. And if this life was all there is, that would be pretty tragic. But the Bible says, the reason we have joy is because we know we're not going to be here forever. You're going to spend 60, 80, maybe 100 years, but that's all. Then you're going into eternity, spend trillions of years there. And if you have found faith in Christ, you are in Christ, the Bible says, you're going to spend eternity with God in heaven. The Bible says this in verse 11 of Romans 8. It says, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Now, that's the key. God's Spirit has to be living in you. So just as He raised Christ from the dead, He will give life to your mortal body by this same Spirit. What's your mortal body? Have you looked at yourself in the mirror lately? You're not half the man you used to be. Some of us are a little more than we used to be. But everything is decaying and declining. Baldness, bulges, bifocals, and other things. You know, some of us, we get furniture problems. Our chest drops into our drawers, actually. And
Oh, my.
What's heaven going to be like? You're going to be reunified, reunion with the people you love. There's going to be rewards in heaven. There's going to be rest, and there's going to be responsibilities that you love to do. One of my favorite things in the Bible is that it tells us is that in heaven, I'm going to get a new body. Now, the truth is, the reason you were made, the reason the universe exists, is God wanted a family. And He wanted that family to not just be with Him here on earth, but to be with Him forever, His forever family. And the Bible says, in advance, God already knew who would choose to accept Him. And He still chose to make all of us. He gives us that choice. The Bible says this in Romans 8:29, for God knew His people in advance, those who would want to be a part of His family. It's a choice. And He chose them then to become like His Son so that His Son would be the firstborn with many brothers and sisters. God is our Father. Jesus is our older brother. And we are brothers and sisters in the family of God. Now, friends, if we just ended with those two things, and I said, that's all we're going to talk about this week. Let's go home. And we just ended with that our sins have been completely forgiven and that we're going to have a permanent home in heaven. That would be enough to be joyful the rest of your life. If God never did another thing for you, you owe him your praise, you owe him your worship, and you have every reason for joy because, number one, you live under no condemnation, and number two, you're going to heaven when you die if you are in Christ. Now, there's a third reason why we can be joyful in life no matter what happens. One, all my sins are forgiven, and number two, I'm going to heaven and nothing's going to stop that. Number three, if I'm in Christ, third reason for radical joy, God is working all things for good. All things for my good. Now, we talked about this a couple weeks ago in one of the messages where we looked word for word at Romans 8:28, which is one of the great promises of the Bible. The Bible tells us that God doesn't make mistakes. We make mistakes, but God doesn't. And God says, you know what? I can even fit my mistakes in your mistakes into my plan. God says, my purpose for your life is bigger than your problems. And even when you make dumb decisions, and when other people make dumb decisions, he says, yeah, I can fit that in too. I can use it all for good. What a reason to be joyful. The Bible says this in Romans 8:28. We know that in all things, that's everything that happens in your life, the good, the bad, the ugly, in all things, God works for the good. Not all things are good, but he works for the good of those who love him. Those who've been called according to his purpose. Now, this is not a promise for everyone. We've talked about this before. All things do not work together for good for everybody. If I'm living in rebellion against God, if I'm thumbing my nose to God, if I'm saying I'm going to be my own God, I reject Jesus Christ. I reject God's purpose for my life. I'm going to live my own life the way I want to. Then all things are working for bad in my life. They're not working for good. God owes you nothing. But when you come to him and say, God, I want to live for your purpose. I don't always get it right, but I want to live for your purpose. I want to do the right thing. And I want to follow you and I want to trust you. God says, you know what? Then I'm going to take everything in your life and I'll work it for good. That is a reason for joy. What does it mean? It means once I place my life in Christ's hands and I'm in Christ, my life is almost goof-proof.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
If you enjoy Rick's free daily email devotional, then we are excited to let you know that he has collected a whole year's worth of his powerful devotionals and put them in a convenient, beautifully designed hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. Now you can start your day off with the Word of God right at your fingertips. The Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions book also makes a great gift for a friend or a loved one, especially with Christmas right around the corner. We'll send you this great resource when you give a gift to support Daily Hope today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
The Bible says this in Romans 8:28. We know that in all things, that's everything that happens in your life, the good, the bad, the ugly. In all things, God works for the good. Not all things are good, but he works for the good of those who love him. Those who've been called according to his purpose. Now, this is not a promise for everyone. We've talked about this before. All things do not work together for good for everybody. If I'm living in rebellion against God, if I'm thumbing my nose to God, if I'm saying I'm going to be my own God, I reject Jesus Christ. I reject God's purpose for my life. I'm going to live my own life the way I want to. Then all things are working for bad in my life. They're not working for good. God owes you nothing. But when you come to him and say, God, I want to live for your purpose. I don't always get it right, but I want to live for your purpose. I want to do the right thing. And I want to follow you and I want to trust you. God says, you know what? Then I'm going to take everything in your life and I'll work it for good. That is a reason for joy. What does it mean? It means once I place my life in Christ's hands and I'm in Christ, my life is almost goof-proof. What does that mean? That I don't make bad decisions? Oh, yeah, I still make bad decisions. That other people don't make them? Oh, yeah, they do too. But God says, you know what? I can fit that into the plan. There is no plan B for your life. God says, I knew before you were born all the mistakes you were going to make. I still have it in your plan. Yeah, I'll fit that in too. This allows me to be sovereign and allows you to have free choice at the same time. And I'll use it for good. Now, what does that mean? It means I can relax. I can stop being anxious, which, by the way, anxiety is a killjoy. It is a thing that kills the joy. You can't be anxious. Am I making the right decision? Am I doing the right thing? Have I made the right decision? Am I going to? You're always fretting about that. There's not going to be any joy in your life. But if you sit back and go, you know what? I'm going to do the best I can with what I have for Jesus today, but even if I don't get it all right, God says I'm going to still work it for good. How cool is that? How cool? I mean, that is a reason for joy. It is a reason for joy that no matter how bad things are in my life, I can know God is even using it for good. So how do I be joyful? Well, there are two things you do. First, you look past the problem. You look past the pain. And you look toward God and his solution. This, by the way, is how Jesus was able to endure the cross. How did Jesus put up with the pain, the agony, the suffering, and the cruel death of the cross? He looked beyond it. The Bible says it like this in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. That means focus. Focus on God, not your problem. Fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. He's using everything in your life to perfect your faith. Who for the joy set, there's that word, the joy set before him endured the cross. How did he endure the cross? Because he looked past it to see the joy of all the people who were going to be saved through it. He looked past the pain and saw the purpose. He looked past the pain and saw God's plan. He looked past the pain and saw the reward. That's how you do it. When you're going through tough time, you go, yeah, I know. I don't like what's going on right now. It's terrible. But I know that God is working all things for good in my life. And that's a reason for joy. The second thing you do to experience joy, no matter what happens, is that you keep on doing the right thing, even when you don't feel like doing it. When you do the right thing, it brings joy in your life. The Bible says this in Psalm 119, verse 143. As pressure and stress bear down on me. Let me stop right there. Does anybody identify with this verse? As pressure and stress bear down on me, I find joy in watching television. No, that's not what it says. I find joy in going shopping. I find joy in your commands. Joy comes from doing the right thing at the right time. Years ago, Rick, you wrote a song, Healing Grace, which says, there's a line that says, and I can see that there are good things only suffering can bring. There's got to be a story behind that.
Yeah, years ago I used to go, and I still do this, I sneak into Pastor's library and I read through some of his great books that he's got there. And there was a line from A.W. Tozer that said that very thing. I can see that there are good things only suffering can bring.
Now let me ask you a question specifically about this. Most of us in the church family know that one of your boys was born with a congenital heart defect. He's had
This August 10th was his sixth open heart surgery.
Every one of them life or death. I can see that there are good things only suffering can bring.
Yeah.
What did you learn out of that?
Well, first of all, I really appreciate all the prayers and the support from our church family. So you learn that there's people that really believe, and they support others and giving people. I learned that having God's presence in my life is the most important thing that I could ever have. That it does create a sense of joy, and even in the midst of really difficult, and that's all relative, isn't it? Because we all go through different things. But for me, in this last one, we were there for 24 days.
Yeah.
And he had a stroke and all kinds of complications, and the stress all around with the different parents and many of them who lost their children.
Yeah.
Having God's presence, just knowing that God was with me, helped me to walk through this time. And I do want to say this, that a lot of people, they think God is a genie, that you rub the lamp and you get what you want. More important than that, he gives you his presence.
That's great.
There's a fourth reason why we can always be joyful no matter what happens in our lives. And this is a big one. The Bible says, if I'm in Christ, God is for me. God is for me. He's not just with me. He's for me. He's on my side. And the Bible says this in Romans 8, verse 31. What can we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? I mean, like, you got God on your side, what more do you need? One plus God equals a majority. If God likes you and you like you, if other people don't like you, that's their problem. One plus God equals a majority. God says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Psychologists have discovered that there are 645 different known fears that people can have. That's a lot of fears. Fear is a universal problem, and fear, like guilt, like shame, like anxiety, is a killjoy. You cannot be afraid and full of joy at the same time. And yet God says, look, I'm on your side. I'm for you. I'm going to protect you. What are you worried about? What are you afraid of? If God is for us, who can be against us? I wonder what your greatest fear is. Is it, I don't know, the fear of embarrassment, the fear of death? You know what? The fear of losing your mind? Maybe the fear of failure. Studies have shown that one of the most common fears, universal fears, is the fear of rejection. Now, it comes out in a lot of different ways. The fear of not being loved. The fear of disapproval. The fear of disappointing people. The fear of embarrassing yourself. The fear of not fitting in. The fear of not being a part of the crowd. The fear of not being liked. The fear of not being popular. It is the fear of rejection. And Satan uses this fear to rob you of your joy. Satan knows all the things that will make you joyful, so he tries to create a fear that opposes it. For instance, Satan knows that doing the right thing will always bring you joy in your life. So he makes you afraid, if I do the right thing, other people will think I'm weird. If I do the right thing, I won't be popular. If I do the right thing, people will think I'm a religious fanatic. If I do the right thing, people will think I'm nuts. If I do this, he's trying to get you afraid so you won't do it. Satan knows that one of the greatest sources of joy in life is when you share Jesus Christ and the love of Christ with an unbeliever. It creates enormous joy, so it's also your greatest fear. You're afraid to talk to anybody about Jesus. Why? Because Satan put that fear there to keep you from the greatest joy. And you'll think, well, man, people think I'm nuts. And he creates a fear to keep you away from the very things that bring you the most joy. It's why you're so afraid to share Jesus with others. The fear of rejection. Satan knows that speaking the truth in love brings joy. And so he's going to make you afraid to speak the truth. And he'll say, well, how can you tell anybody else the truth? Look at your life. You're not perfect. And he'll start accusing you. And if he'll say, you know, if you talk to other people about doing the right thing, we'll say, well, who are you? And they'll start accusing you of all the things that are bad in your life. Here's what the Bible says about that, Romans 8:33. Who can accuse the people of God, the people God has chosen? No one, because God is the one who makes them right. Now, it doesn't say you're perfect. Doesn't mean you don't sin. When he says, who can accuse you? No one, because God makes them right. What you do is somebody says, but you can't talk about that. You did this, this, and this. And you say, yep, I'm a trophy of grace. When somebody starts to accuse you of all the things you've done wrong and you're right, say, yep, I'm a trophy of grace. Okay? I'm not perfect, but God is, says, I'm under no condemnation. Because I deserve it? No, because I'm a trophy of grace. You know, God says, I want you to get over this fear of rejection. The Bible says, in the world, you will have persecution. He said, count on it. The Bible says, beware when all men speak well of you. In other words, if people are always, nobody ever says anything against you, it means one thing, you're not standing for anything. Beware when all men speak well of you. The Bible says all who live godly in Christ Jesus will experience persecution. Why? Because there are some people in the world who are 100% opposed to what you believe. They are. I don't know if you've noticed this or not. I get criticized a lot. Have you noticed this? TV, radio, newspaper. Well, why is that? Well, one reason is I deserve some of it. Nobody's perfect, so there's something to criticize about everybody, so some of the stuff I deserve. But also, I am a face that represents what some people are adamantly opposed to. And so they're going to criticize.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. If you enjoy Rick's free email devotional, then we are excited to let you know that for the very first time, these devotions are available in a brand new 365-day devotional hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us more.
You know, one of the ways I try to help reinforce the lessons that I teach on this broadcast is to offer daily devotionals that are based on the same lessons that I teach here. Did you know that over 1 million people subscribe to the Daily Hope devotionals? And if you're not getting them, I encourage you to sign up for this tool and resource too. If you haven't already got it, you're missing out. They're free, and they're delivered right to your inbox every morning. I'll just email them to you, or you can find them on the web at PastorRick.com. Now, many of you have asked that we provide these devotionals in a book format. So you know what? I asked my team to pull together 365 of the best daily devotionals, and we printed them in a book. And you can use this Daily Hope devotional book. It's an entire year's worth of devotions as part of your quiet time, and it will allow you to meditate on a single scripture every day and to reflect on what it means. Now, I know you're going to be blessed by this resource, and it's also going to be something you could use as a meaningful gift to share with a family or a friend or a neighbor. This Daily Hope devotional is going to be available exclusively through Daily Hope and through the PastorRick.com store. You can't get this devotional anywhere else at any bookstore. You've got to get it directly from us because we want to be in contact with you.
The Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions book makes a great gift for a friend or loved one, especially with Christmas right around the corner. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. We'll send you this great resource when you give a gift to support Daily Hope today. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.